This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Thanks, Simon, for the news, and thank you to the guys for the late breakfast show. Welcome to Saturday Magazine this morning. I want to thank you again for joining us. Your support and encouragement does sustain us on air, and it keeps Joy on air out loud and proud. This week, as we move to what looks like one of our last shows from the City Village on Bourke Street, here we go. Saturday Magazine starts now. Live across Melbourne, and in fact, around the world on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, the longest running current affairs show on Joy 94.9. We proudly bring you the most progressive interview, opinion, current news, and sometimes questions show. We welcome feedback from our listeners. Remember, this is progressive, independent current affairs from a queer perspective. It's radio made by us, for us. I'm Macca, and my co-host this morning is the calming, dulcet tones of our resident Greek god, Tess.
The calming... the gwas?
Calming, dulcet tones of our resident Greek god.
Oh, Macca, you must stay awake all night trying to come up with a new way of describing me.
Well, Fat Tash, you've got a lot of fans out there.
Ha, 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 ha. Macca, good morning to you.
Good morning, and good morning to Mark, who's on panel for us.
And good morning to you, Mark.
Gordon is at home getting ready to do the podcasting. I'm not sure whether Fiona or Ben is doing the socials today. Perhaps not, actually. Perhaps no one. It is Saturday.
And Macca, you and I are just not competent enough to do that. Well, we can't talk at the same time.
At the same time. It's, it is, of course, May Day. The 1st of May. And what's May Day, Tass?
May Day is an important celebration and acknowledgement of workers' rights.
Yes. Look, we've got a great show coming up, and I'll cover who we've got coming on in a moment. We are going to reminisce a little bit in the last segment before noon about our experiences at Bourke Street here.
Joy's, it's getting a bit sentimental, isn't it, Macca?
Joy's been here, I think, 13 years? Anyway, we've been at South Melbourne and here about the same amount of time. So, of course, we are moving to Victorian Pride Centre sometime this year.
No, it's more than 13 years, Macca.
It's more than 13?
Yeah, no, I think it's getting on to perhaps 16 or 17 years.
Is it?
But we need to check it. So I think we might have moved here in 2003, perhaps 4.
Well, perhaps, Tass.
Ah.
We could...
Let's ask our listeners.
Well, yes, but also...
let us know.
Chris Furno has been doing a lot of...
he has.
...Joy history, so hang on.
It would be on the website, actually.
Actually, it doesn't have in here. So
the computer is now thinking.
So, Chris, if you...
if you're listening, please send us a text email.
Joy has been on air as of 1st of December last year for 27 years. So when we move to the Pride Centre, it won't be sometime this year, it'll be sometime in May, hopefully around the 17th. And I'm just going to... You're going to speak because I've got to answer this phone call.
Oh, dear me. Okay, so I better let you know what we're doing today.
Hello.
Of course, we're commencing with the wonderful Mayor of Melbourne, Sally Capp. Sally Capp will join us for a long conversation. Macca is probably speaking with the mayor herself as we speak. We're going to also have a chat with Sam Hibbins, who's the Greens MP for Paran. Sam's going to actually, he'll be calling in. He's not coming into the studio. We are going to chat with Karen Bryant, and I'll talk a bit more about that. Karen Bryant is the chief executive of Midsummer. And then we're going to have a conversation, a serious conversation, with Associate Professor Deirdre O'Neill from Monash University about the role of Royal Commissions. She has been doing an analysis of Royal Commissions over the last 50 years and wants to establish whether they actually make a difference in public policy or not. But going back to our Midsummer, we have had a message from Tim, Tim of Abbotsford, who says that last night they went to the My Music Bowl. Very strong show. It was very good, very enjoyable, but only half, a third full. So it's a free show. Any listener out there who is interested in going, get online. Just go to the Midsummer website. You will find it, and it'll be a great show. I've actually got tickets. I'm going tonight with my partner. We're looking forward to it. And while I'm speaking of Midsummer, I've already been to a couple of shows that I've really enjoyed. I saw Moist last week, which was probably one of the wackiest things I've ever seen, actually, at the Seafarers Mission up in just near City Docklands. And the other thing that I've seen was a fabulous cabaret by Justin and Jamie. And that was just a truly delightful thing in Paran a couple of weeks ago. So I encourage everybody to get out, support Midsummer. It is for our community. It is for us. And I think you'll love it. Now, Macca, we have had a message from one of our listeners confirming that we did actually move here in 2008. 2008. That's 721. I don't know who you are, 721, so let us know and we can properly acknowledge you and thank you for the research that you've done.
Okay, so that means 2008. We've been here 13 years.
Yeah, okay, I got it wrong.
And
sorry.
And 1993, so 15 years, almost 15 years at Coventry Street. Yes. Yes.
There you go. Yes.
So... Yes. And, of course, you know, we're moving to the Pride Centre sometime in May. And our next guest coming up in just a moment is our favourite Lord Mayor, Sally Capp.
Melbourne's only Lord Mayor.
That's right. Directly elected. Who actually is going to join us on our first broadcast.
In St Kilda.
In St Kilda. Time to be advised, but actually joining us as a co-host as well as
a
guest.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to those.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think I get moved out of the way, but that's okay.
No,
I'm okay with that.
Oh, you've got enough jobs, Tash. You don't need
to. So, okay, yeah. We're going to take a short break,
so
Macca.
You've covered...
Yeah, done the show, done the show. And I've also put out a call out for Midsummer. There is a show on at the My Music Bowl tonight. And we're encouraging listeners to get online, get a free ticket. It is a free show. I'm going tonight. I've already got my tickets. I saw a flash email come through 2 days ago while I was in my study, and I thought, I'm going to get onto this right now. And I did, and I secured two tickets.
Oh, so you weren't in a meeting?
I might have been, actually. It might have been one of those meetings where I zoned out online from my office at home.
Where you multitask.
Multitasking, Macca, multitasking.
You know, there's a rumour going around it's easier to speak to the Governor-General during the day than Tass.
Ha! Huh. Where'd that come from?
Me.
Okay. Now, I just need to acknowledge Chris Furneaux. Bit of historical information was from Chris Furneaux. Chris Furneaux, 721, thank you very much for doing that research for us and getting the record straight.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.